Francis, so a long time ago you started working, Robert Sales, and you stayed on the premises.
I did. I lived in the hostel. It was quite a scary place at night if there wasn't many of you up there. Used to hear the night watchman doing his rounds about 11 o'clock, and he would go along and shut up the fire doors in the corridors, and you'd hear them banging. And he was very good. If he had any milk left, he used to leave some outside our rooms in a jug.
So 11 o'clock was quite late for locking up, but you had to be in
before that, I imagine. Yes, we had to be in about 10 o'clock. But if it was a Saturday, you could stay out a bit later, but you had to tell him, because you had a key to the back gate, which was a door within the big gate for the Yale lock. And after that, he would lock it, and you'd have to ring the bell and wait. And if you hadn't told him, he might be halfway round the shop.
So it was a long wait.
And he wouldn't be terribly happy about that. But he was a good bloke, really, and when you came in sort of 10-ish, he'd be having a cup of tea and he'd call you down to join him.
Lovely.
Because he was a bit lonely, I think. But he was a nice old boy. I just can't remember what his name was. But so we had to have a key to this back gate, and then as you came up the passage, there was an iron staircase near the dining room. You'd have a key to that door, and then you'd have a key to your room. And you were in terrible trouble with the registry if you lost any of them, and you had to go and get them cut and pay for it.
Was there many people that actually lived in the hostel?
There was only the top floor when I was there. The second floor was just closing. It had there was two ladies, Miss Woolley and Miss Bunnell, who had took up flats, were given flats on the Arbury estate. So one lived down below and one lived up top, so that made room for Lash. Slashmore was the only person left to move upstairs.
Oh,
so we
lovely.
Were all on one floor then.
How about boys?
They'd finished before. There was no boys living in when I was there. That was stopped before, because it was coming to an end. But you couldn't have boys in your room.
Oh dear.
No,
that was a no-no.
You could have a father or a brother if that's who they were, you know. But yes, some of them used to try and flout it, and they used to get a bit annoyed. Yes, you can imagine, can't you?
Yes.
Not the done thing.
Very strict.
We were allowed to sit in the restroom. You would remember the restroom, wouldn't you?
I can remember the restroom.
Yes. If there was some, in the winter, if there was any fire left, he would bank it up for us, the night watchman, and we could go and sit down there, because there was a radio. So every day
you had your main meal then in the dining room?
Yes, we would do during working hours.
Yes.
But there was a kitchen, a little old kitchen with a couple of ancient cookers, and you fended for yourself.
Right.
Out of
so
ours.
You needed one or two things in.
Yeah,
you
had a couple of shelves each in cupboards. But there wasn't a lot of storage, it was limited what you had. So
by the picture of your room, it seemed quite a small room. You've got your own fireplace, and your own easy chair.
You had a window about, my room had a window about that size, so there you'd have a door and a window and your armchair, and at the other end you've got a bed and a dressing table. It was reasonable. I hadn't got one of the smallest rooms. I was quite fortunate.
You were fortunate then.
I was fortunate. There was some smaller. But it was good fun, and there was a lady called, I always used to get a Christmas card from her called Marion East, and she married and became Marion Mills. Her picture is on our archive list.
Right.
The picture's on there. And she was DM of China and Glass, and she was a kind of aunt to us, I suppose you could say. She'd like cook a Christmas dinner for us all
Lovely.
And things like that.
She looked after you, mother figure.
Yes, she was good fun actually. I can remember we stuck all her door up when she got married. I don't know whether that went down particularly well,
but
we put toilet rolls across and flowers and things.
It seemed fun at the time.
Yeah, we all went to a wedding, so that was all right then, wasn't it? But yes, that was good fun, yeah.
And of course you didn't have far to go to work, just down the stairs?
Just down the stairs,
but did you
all.
Have to start very early?
No, 10 to 9.
Normal shop
yes.
hours.
I think there were 60-something stairs. We used to see how quickly we could do it.